Welcome to the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. I'm Cheryl Waters, and today I'm starting off with one of my favorite artists of all time, Gillian Welch. She and her longtime musical partner, David Rawlings, make music with real staying power, and there's a fantastic new recording called Boots Number One, the official revival bootleg. It's a two CD set collecting various outtakes, demos, and alternate takes surrounding the recording of her debut album, Revival, that came out in 1994. It's a Gillian Welch classic, and here's a song from that one entitled I Don't Want to Go Downtown. It's Gillian Welch on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
Thank you. welcome to the real action. Call my move out. I hold back the reservation, but I'm falling down. Falling down, falling down to look you up. But as you try to please a mixer, stop.
Inside the Oculus Rift, after Mr. and the Mrs. finished dinner and the dishes. And now the feature's definition is so much higher than it was last year. It's like the images have all become real. Someone's living my life for me out in the field. Freedom.
us, we'll be in our homes, plugged into our hubs, skin and bones. A frozen smile on every face as the stories replay. This must have been a wonderful place.
Just gonna be a witness. Am I? trust. Now everybody that's broke can get the fuck on the ground. See, we thought that we saw that he had a gun. Thought that it looked like he started to run. Thought that we saw that he had a gun. Thought that it looked like he started to run.
Orleans-based artist Benjamin Booker is back. He's set to release a new album this year called Witness, and that was Mavis Staples joining him on the title track. And you also heard Hooray for the Riff Raff in there. That's another artist from the Big Easy. Hooray for the Riff Raff is Alinda Segarra, and her new record, Hungry Ghost, or The Navigator, is a concept album revolving around her native New York and her Puerto Rican heritage, and that song was called Hungry Ghost. And Pure Comedy, the brand new album from Father John Misty. And man, oh man, is it pack a powerful punch. It's filled with beautiful orchestral folk pop tunes, very self-aware, often cutting and sometimes hilarious lyrics. And they are aimed at all manner of topics. But overall, the album is infused with love and beauty. And that song from Father John Misty called Total Entertainment Forever. London trio Happiness have finally followed up their fantastic first album, Weird Little Birthday, with a new record called Right In, and you just heard the song Falling Down, and Gillian Welch starting us off at the beginning of the KEXP Music That Matters podcast. Gold Teeth and Glass Eyes is the debut full-length from Seattle band Jay Gregory, led by former Delure bassist Joe Gregory. Here's a song called Cave Birds on the KEXP Music That Matters podcast.
Sea, other dreams to dream. This is why we fight. This is why we fight. Come put your hand on my heartbeat. There's a marching band in me. It sings a national anthem. Third island in the sea. Where everybody's somebody. Where everybody's gone free. This is why we.
I'm buried in it. I've been so frozen by the cold, so comatose, so backed out now. The blood it overflows, 'cause I'm
I was clapping and snapping along to that one. That song called Paralyzed from Hani El Khatib. The LA artist combines all five volumes in his Savage Times EP series, which were all originally released in 2016. He added four new songs and just released this new record called Savage Times. And the songs are stylistically diverse, ranging from garage rock, punk, and raw blues, and more even than that. Again, that song from the new album Savage Times from Hani El Khatib. And Jeff Rosenstock in there. Worry is the third album from this Long Island, New York artist. A potent set of punkish garage rock songs with politically charged lyrics. That song was called I Did Something Weird Last Night from Jeff Rosenstock. And Fast Romantics out of Toronto from their album American Love. That song called Why We Fight. You also heard Chico Man and Captain Planet. Brooklyn guitarist and vocalist and Antibolas co-founder Marcos Garcia, a.k.a. Chico Man, hooked up with Brooklyn LA producer Charlie B. Wilder, a.k.a. Captain Planet, for this lively blend of Latin styles and electronic grooves. They call the new album Night Visions, and that song was called Oye Bien. And Juju out of L.A. with their 13th studio album, that song called Wondering, and the record Forget. You also heard Jay Gregory from Seattle with the song Cave Birds. And here's another Seattle artist. This is Sleeping Lessons from their debut album Red Sprites. Here's the song 1995.
I'm not
Gratuitous Abysses is the name of that song. That is Of Montreal, led by the wildly creative Kevin Barnes. And like Juju, who you heard in that last set, they've got an album output in the double digits. I want to say it's like their 14th album. And that song again, Gratuitous Abysses from Of Montreal. Speaking of prolific, they don't get any more prolific than Guided by Voices. The latest release, August by Cake, is a double album and the 100th studio album released by Robert Pollard since starting Guided by Voices. It's also the first Guided by Voices album since Bobby Bear Jr. joined the band. He wrote a couple of the songs on the record, as did band members Doug Gillard, who plays with Not a Serve. Mark Hsu and Kevin March also wrote some songs, and the bulk of the album, though, written by Robert Pollard, and features 32 songs running over 70 minutes, and again, the 100th studio album from Guided by Voices. That song was called Hiking Skin. And Power Bottom are set to release their second album, Pageant, in May. The title is a nod to the band's love of glam, gender performance, and drag style. The song you just heard called Big Beautiful Day from Power Bottom. and veteran Dallas band Old 97s have a fantastic new album called Graveyard Whistling. I just can't get enough of that song, Good With God, which features Seattle singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile singing along with Rhett Miller. And Sleeping Lessons from Seattle, starting off that set. I hope you enjoyed today's Music That Matters podcast. I always love to hear from you. I'm at waters@kexp.org. And until next time, happy listening on KEXP.